It's like, hey, look, you're going to have to come off that cross eventually, baby. You know? You'll stop being Crispus addicts for a second. We can get together and solve this issue. Yeah. What up, though, loved ones? Tis I, your boy, and your compelling protagonist, Violet Powell, Handsome Bane. And we're rolling to...
Don't look at that.
Got it, huh?
Don't look at
what? At this. I'm not looking at anything.
Okay.
I can't even see.
Huh?
No. Speaking of couldn't even see, last week there were people who were asking, hey, where's the... Where's the YouTube accompaniment for this strip club episode? And there was some, but it was so wonky and just kind of hard to juggle out that I was just like, you know what? I don't have time for this because I'm working 7 hours. I mean, seven days this whole week. So I'm actually on day 14 of like 21. So, you know, for all the 14 people who watch 15 minutes of the YouTube channel, everybody on earth watches it, but I think like they just pack in by the thousands to watch it on a screen somewhere, and that's why we only have so many views. I'm convinced that that's what's happening. So for the Urban Ballet episode, I was actually missing a story because I didn't tell you guys about the time an old roommate of mine had passed the bar. And so to celebrate at 4 a.m, some friends of his from back home had decided that they were going to order a home ballerina. And it was like I said, it was 4 a.m, so you would expect not to be able to find that, you know, you get what you get and you don't get upset kind of thing. And it was definitely one of those situations. So the dancer showed up with her bodyguard or pimp. Is usually, you know, the double duty that guy would be pulling. Her teeth were green, like literally green. I'm not like, you know, dogging her appearance, but like they were like legit green, like there was a green tint to her teeth. And then she started dancing. That's fine because she seemed nice enough. And so she began dancing and they kind of had just some regular, I don't know what kind of music they were playing. It was just, you know, Dave Matthews Band. I don't know. It was just kind of, you know, you probably get the ethnicity of these gentlemen as I tell you to tell the story. So she's like, well, put some music on, put something I can dance to. And so they put in some Tupac. So they play How Do You Want It? Great song. The actual video is, you know, a strip club theme or whatever. Makes total sense. And then, as Tupac's greatest hits continue to roll on, Dear Mama came on. And she continued to dance. And it was like, my younger brother was also there. So I don't know how legal that would have been to really go through the ramifications of that. He was not yet 18. But he was just there because, you know, he was visiting me that weekend. And it wasn't like something that we were just like, hey, let's, you know, let's get a stripper with my underage brother. It wasn't like, you know, we didn't want to touch her. And she was grinding on laps and everything as Dear Mama went on. And we just looked at each other. And my brother said to me, I literally cannot believe my eyes. Like, you know, people say, I can't believe this is happening. I can't believe this is really happening. So it's a lot more potent if you were there. It kind of smacked, but it was like, because it was so late, we thought like maybe we're just sleeping or it's a bad dream. I don't know, but that was something that happened. Forgot to mention it. Anyway, so for today's episode, kind of got to get through it because I have to be home in time to watch Insecure. And this would be, what episode are we in, Mike, for Insecure? You know, four, five.
I haven't watched this season.
Oh, really?
I haven't.
It's.
But I think this is episode six coming
up. Five or six?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they just, well, they just came from, they were at Coachella. They had the little Coachella house that they got Airbnb'd. And then Issa goes into the convenience store, comes around the corner, and runs into Lawrence and his friend. And I just always thought, like, because they were talking about, hey, are we going to get Lawrence back on this season? She said no. You know, it's kind of cheap, then you do have him. But, you know, in this day and age where everybody has access to your Twitter and,
yeah, you know. Yeah, tonight's
episode six. Tonight is six. Okay, so we get Lawrence in five, like the last second or so. He just says, Issa? Issa? Yeah, Issa. So, I don't know. On the one hand, it's kind of cheap. I just think that when shows have to rely on bringing back old stars or ex-cast members or whatever, that is kind of cheap and cheesy, and that, you know, it's kind of a hack, you know? So, I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't ever do anything like that. But, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That's kind of cheesy.
It is a little cheesy.
The show was like, oh,
a little
hey,
bit of a cheesy move.
Ooh, nostalgia. Ooh, I love this character.
Yeah.
They're back. You know, that's kind of weak.
Yeah.
So.
But then deep inside, you are like, oh, I'm really glad that character's back.
Yeah, I guess. But so what we got in the weekly what up, though?
So interesting Rihanna video.
Yeah, and usually if somebody tells me an interesting Rihanna video, I'm like, oh, she's naked.
Yeah.
There's going to be some
usually
nudity.
The first thought.
Listen,
Rihanna twerking is never...
I am unabashed when I say that I'm a fan of, like, Rihanna's whole Rihanna-ness. It's kind of like, you know, but she's, like, right there between, like, being on the pantheon of, like, untouchable, and then it's like, if she was like, hey, you can touch me, I'd be like, oh, you damn right I'm... You know, yeah, she's one of the women that I worry about that could, like, throw my marriage into jeopardy. But
oh
yeah,
okay.
But I've already discussed this with Nicole, so she's fully aware
so.
That
yeah.
She's yeah the she list. Knocked a couple people off the short list.
Wow.
That I'm allowed to have.
So can you sort of describe this video?
It was cute. I thought it was actually cute, sure. Like, because people are, you know. It was Gambino. Well, it was her diamond. I forget what it's called. The diamond event that she was throwing for a charity. And I really wish I had done more research. And that's why I have Lamarique on the side that will always look things up for us. But it was a charity event. Gambino came. It was, I guess, it was like a casino-ish kind of area or whatever, mm-hmm. because it looked like Gambino was on top of a craps table or something, so he's like performing Redbone. Mm-hmm. And you know, because the falsetto is so high, it doesn't sound like he's like it, you're not going to get that kind of good acoustics in that area, especially if you're shooting a video on your phone from behind him.
Yeah, so who was even shooting that? Because the
this
video
was just
is
somebody
behind.
Who was there. It was just,
oh, okay.
Yeah, it was like somebody's phone footage, and you know, they had Rihanna, and Rihanna's like singing at a regular level, like right across from the microphone. So of course
right.
you can hear her, and everybody's like, oh, it's Rihanna's song now. I'm like, sure, if she wants it, but like, let's not try to cheese Bino. Cause he was actually just here Wednesday.
Oh, was he?
He was at the TD Wednesday,
cool.
And I heard he tore it up.
Yes.
Yeah, it was Wednesday. Like, we knew forever ago that he was gonna be there, but we also knew forever ago we weren't gonna get like a babysitter, so.
Yeah.
It was. Yeah, I'm glad he did his thing, but I've been wanting to see him in concert for a while.
Yeah, I bet he's great.
Yeah,
Yeah, Rihanna in that video, she reminded me of like a drunk fangirl in the front row that really wanted to get the star's attention.
No, did you see? There was another video where she's like, I don't know if it's from her phone, but it's like very close up, like of him, like, you know, he's got like, cause you know, he never wears a shirt anymore. So he's got like the shirt, but he has like a suit jacket on. He has like a jacket on over his shoulders. And so like, you can hear Rihanna and it's like, oh, look at the chest. Look at that. He's like, no, just, no, chill. It's like, yeah. So I'm like, he can't be held responsible for whatever happens. Like, I mean, you know.
I mean, they would have babies. You can. Babies.
But, man, Rihanna ain't having no babies right now, man. I'm just going to do some livage here. Just real quick.
Livage.
And people are going to be like, wait, what? And then I'm just going to cut it off. Screw you guys. But, mm-hmm. Yeah, so that, I thought that was dope, and I always like now everybody's shipping them, of course,
because right.
Like, you know, I didn't know that I wanted Rihanna to be with Childish Gambino, but I want Rihanna to be with Childish Gambino now. Mm-hmm. And I've had a couple celebrities that I saw together was like, oh yeah, I ship them.
Yeah.
Like I know Black Panther, like everybody was shipping Lupita with everybody.
Yeah.
But I thought she probably fit a little more with Killmonger at that point, just because like the stuff they were like the way they were flirty was like really really cute, and the way that she was flirty with Chadwick was just cute, so it was just like one cute. it was just pretty cute, but like her and Michael B. Jordan was like, huh.
Aww.
I gotta say, a lot of people flirt with Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, of course.
And either
he's a gorgeous man. Of course.
I'm just saying.
Are you saying you would flirt with him too?
You know what? Listen.
If it would go anywhere.
Guys do flirt with each other, but it's not the same.
Really?
Yes.
Whoa. I feel like there needs to be more said about that.
Yeah, maybe, but that's a different episode.
Okay. We're gonna.
You don't believe it? You put a pin in.
Park that. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll write that. We'll,
guys flirting with guys.
It's no, you put it that way, but it is. It is. It's a way that guys are just like, you know, I can appreciate your looks and or personality or whatever. Mm-hmm. And like, I can see why there's so many qualifiers on it that you have to add to it.
Yeah.
Before you can.
Or the,
I have so much.
The problematic two favorite words. No.
Yeah. No homo. Yeah, you,
oh,
no
man.
Homo. You got a nice ass dog. Like, you know what I mean? Like fam. All right, bro. No, with Joe, we used to actually say some homo. So it was like, yeah, some homosexual, though. Just a little bit. Like,
all right, we're going to come back to this at some point. Not today.
Pause.
But I am very, very
pause.
Curious. I want to talk more.
You missed so much.
Yeah.
missed a lot. I have some updates.
Yeah, I bet you do. We're going to get into that, though. After you maybe take a swig out of your...
yes. And you could be taking a swig out of this cup also, if you'd like.
Go on to tpublic.com/either Isla Power or E.G. Detweiler. You'll find it on either one. Mm. It's dope.
I think it actually makes the water taste better.
I bet it does. Because this, I just have a bottle and I'm like, I'm over here like.
I know, right? Right? Envy. You will be the envy of anyone who sees you drinking out of this cup. Mm. And
I wish I had an Isla Powell cup.
And I just wouldn't be as comfortable as I am right now without my Isla Powell pillow.
Gotta raise it above the Isla Powell sign.
Sorry. Oh, there it is. This is yes, Isla Powell pillow, very comfortable.
It's because
great decor item.
It's fucking dope.
Yes, I'm just gonna stick that back behind here.
There you go, because you probably absolutely need it.
With lumbar support. It feels good. It's
but,
perfect.
What else do we have on deck there?
That was all I had down. And then the other stuff. But.
So, I mean, you know, all kidding aside.
Yeah.
What do you think about Michael B. Jordan's Superman?
What?
Yeah. No, because I wasn't done talking about Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, okay.
So the, yeah, it's because we know Henry Cavill.
Is this a way of you flirting?
with Michael B. Jordan? No.
Because he's watching clearly.
I'd be a little more creative. But no, oh. But like what had happened, they're talking about Henry Cavill. You know, the bloke who plays Superman now. Mm-hmm. Supposedly on his way out.
Really?
Yeah. Like he and Batfleck, it's kind of a done deal as far as, well, they're saying that the door hasn't closed. He's not exactly hanging up the cape, but it's kind of near right now. And so one of the things they were like, you know what? Let's just make him black. It was like, so of course, Michael B. Jordan. There is one that like looks like a swole Obama, where it's like, but yeah, he's like Superman on another dimension or whatever.
He's the Superman from.
I want to say he's the president wherever he is.
Yes, so we could get Obama. He is the president where
he
is.
He just have to train like crazy, do all the protein because you know Obama's a slim cutter.
But he's also kind of a pacifist.
Yeah, like that's why he's the president, because like he's like really into diplomacy, and he's just like, you know, I could save so many more lives with a stroke of a pen than a punch to the face, so let me just go ahead and do that. And then in the event that there's like a meteor hurtling toward Earth, I'll go up and stop that too.
Right.
Like I kind of got that under control. And even he had some grays. It's like, dude, nobody, like, how are you a Superman and you're aging? It's like, because I'm the president of the United States and this job put years on you, so.
Yeah. That's kind of dope. Yeah, no, I can see that.
Of the world.
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry.
President of the world.
President of the world.
Okay. I could trust that. Like, yeah.
It was a lot bigger than just the United States,
right? Oh, well, yeah, because being president of the U.S., you kind of got to be born here. So if he's like a black Kryptonian, he's not born here. I can see. Maybe rewrite some rules to get best guy to do the best job.
They said that he was adopted into the House of El, so he would be like Superman's half brother. He would be Cal's half brother.
Half brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah, all that aside, what's been going on, K-Rock?
Yeah, so a lot.
Being away, and I remember our Parenthood is a Toughie episode.
Yes.
There was only so much I could tell you because I haven't experienced what you are now going through. So,
right.
You know, break it down for the loved ones.
Yeah, there's a lot, and there's a lot of pieces to it all for me. Is, you know, sort of a unique case of also moving away and getting a new job and not being able to be here every week. So I have just a couple nuggets of wisdom and reflection that I'd like to share.
Nice.
The first thing I've learned is moving sucks. And I already knew this, but it's just really been solidified on many levels. It's just my least favorite life experience ever. There's so many factors and so many reasons to that, but most people, myself definitely included, have more stuff than you need.
Yeah.
Just way too much stuff. And, you know, I was running a business and I had, you know, curriculum and books and just so much stuff to transport. And the weather is almost never going to agree on moving day.
Nope.
It's either going to be really too hot or raining or like some
and logistical nightmare. And the weather, you're moving and you're pregnant. Oh boy,
oh boy. Yeah.
I'm going to rain and be 95 degrees.
Yeah. They really need like air conditioning or a fan in like the back of the truck while you're packing, because it's just like,
yeah,
it was like 95 degrees on our moving day, and we had a lot of help and it was great, but it was like so hot in the back of that van trying to pack it. Like,
when you get in there, you just like start throwing, like literally throwing things.
Yeah, in. Yeah, that's what the end ended up being.
Like angrily, mason jars.
And it was oddly satisfying.
Yeah.
And then I just miss everyone and everything, even things that I don't expect to miss. And then I end up going crazy and buying lots of My Lapel stuff with my face on it. Something else I've learned, don't expect people to understand, ever. Don't expect them to understand you. Don't expect them to understand themselves. Don't expect them to understand how their behavior impacts those around them. And I'm reminded of, you know, Stephen Covey, The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. Mm-hmm. One of the habits is seek first to understand.
Right.
And then to be understood. And it's this humbling reminder that I also am not going to understand everything on the first run. And right. I think in this age of, you know, instant technology, and I can Google everything, and I can know everything in a moment's notice, I think we get a little cocky with that.
Yeah.
And so that's sort of a humbling reminder. But also just being able to clearly and frequently communicate things. Communication is key to everything, to relationships, to work. It's just really, really important to everything, and to also to call out people's crappy behavior.
You
gotta call it out, but in this way, so approaching it in the way, like,
ooh, tell us a story.
You want to understand?
We got time. Tell us a story.
I don't know if I want to get into that story.
We can redact everything later.
We have a little gender reveal we're going to do for you guys today. Mm-hmm. So Danny and I already found out the gender, and we had two names picked out.
Michael?
You know, depending on if it was a boy or a girl. And when we found out the gender, we announced the name. And there was one particularly close family member that found out the name and immediately disliked it, went on social media about how much she hated this name and was never going to call the baby this name. And it was just a miserable experience. And then, you know, she went back and was like, well, fine, tell me why you chose that name. And it's like, well, why? So you can just crap on that reason too?
It doesn't matter. It's not your name. It's not.
If you had asked that first, instead of going on about how you hated the name, that's different. But not seeking first to understand really put a huge wedge in this family relationship. So that was really difficult.
Weddings,
people try to make
babies being born is when you're gonna find that
and funerals.
And funerals. And funerals. Mm. Oh boy. Yeah, babies being born. That's when we lost. I lost a few friends off the wedding.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Guys were being dicks. And, you know, I was like, well, I don't have to tell her you're being a dick.
Right. And calling out their crappy behavior.
Like, but, you know, it was the, when Jada was born, we had issues with Nicole's mom. And I was like, you know, it's not the end of the world if we don't, like, talk anymore. You know, yeah. It was like, but, you know, and that was kind of a decision that she made. It was really, that was a really weird time, but definitely, and it's always like somebody that'll just kind of just drop off, and you're like, okay. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Yeah.
It's odd where people choose to insert themselves, and you're like, you're supposed to be celebrating with me.
Fam, you know you are not right. Going to give me $1 for this child, so they're why not, are you talking?
Not even giving you money for it. They're not having.
You're not right. Having the child. You're not going to be there to be supportive. You're going to the extent of what you want to do in this whole thing, mm-hmm. is to see pictures and comment on pictures and then disappear. Like, that's all you really want to do. People want me and Nicole to have another child. And it's like, all you want to do is just look at pictures of it. Mm-hmm. No. Close your eyes and imagine. Like, not doing it anymore.
There you go.
For a couple hours and see how you.
Right. Oh, man. I have so many babysitting dates lined up for people. I'm like, oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, oh, okay. You know everything. Here. Take them. I'll take the kid. She's cute.
I'm going to give you the 6-year-old first.
I'm gonna give you this one. Oh no, we're going straight Jordan. Oh my god. We're going straight Jordan. Oh.
You know what? She liked me during the last party.
Yeah. No, Jordan. Like Jordan was like, okay, I trust you now. Okay. All right. Now watch me run away. And just like, yeah. Mm. That's the other thing is that it's kind of fine because Jordan, we found out that Jordan is indestructible for the most part. So it's like, okay, she has a little more leeway to kind of do whatever.
Yeah.
But also it's like, hey, listen, when I tell you don't. And she's just like, yeah. You know, just, Jordan's a sociopath.
Well, you know, even in thinking about raising kids, you need to call out their crappy behaviors so they know not to do it again.
And kids are like, oh, I wasn't supposed to do that? Oh, okay.
Because they don't know.
My bad.
Right? We can't expect them to understand how that behavior is impacting the world around them. That's why we're teaching them. And the kids I get to work with now are kids that have had some really traumatic histories. Mm. Really, really some sad stories, a lot of PTSD diagnoses, and something valuable that I learned from my supervisor is we don't want to ask why questions. And she framed it this way, that most adults, if you ask them why they did something, probably couldn't come up with a good reason. Because they probably don't even know, or if they do have an answer, it might get into some sort of like defensiveness, mm-hmm. and you're not really going to get the answer you're looking for.
Exactly.
So it's really been a shift for me in not just communicating with the kids I work with, but also, you know, others. Instead of asking why questions, ask, well, you know, what about that is bothering you? Or, you know, using the other WH words to get at the answer that you're looking for. And it gets less emotional that way too, because why can be very personal too.
Yeah.
So that's been really helpful.
So you know what? This brings up a good question. What other child tools have you used against adults?
Many.
I need like something that shows that when, you know, even though we're aged and everything, that these are still things that this is how it works. And
absolutely.
Like, yeah, I get you. You're a large-ass 12-year-old.
Basically. Yeah. Yeah. I feel like pretty much anything. Well, you guys must know this as parents, too. Things that you use on your kids, you don't.
I just yell at them.
Oh.
I yell and threaten. It works.
Really? Well, if that works for you.
Wave a gun around. Well, no. I was talking about, like, when we had Hudson on the show earlier. He was, you know, he doesn't have any children of his own, but he's like a tool that parents have been using to get their kids to act right. So it's like, oh, I'm going to call Hudson. It's like, what are you going to call your jiu-jitsu teacher for? It's just like, but I mean, no, but he gets it because he also works in like education and all kinds of other populations and that sort of thing. So it's like, he gets it. Mm-hmm. And he was just saying, like, you know, well, we were talking about how you work with kids and you're like, why are you like this? And then you meet their parents.
The why question.
Like, exactly. Right. It was like, but I mean, you say that in your head, exactly, because, yeah, you know, you're like, why are you like this? And then you meet their parents and it's like, this is why you're like this.
And so it'll make sense, like, now.
Yeah. Your parents sucks. Okay.
Yeah. But, which is doubly hard when you are, you know, you have this task of, you know, molding this child for the time that you have them,
right,
knowing that they're going home to an environment that isn't
where it's
ideal.
Probably getting undone.
Yeah, that's
But that's hard. Yeah, but, so physically, how you feel, comfort-wise?
So I'm in the second trimester now, so this is pretty good. There's like weird things that nobody tells you about pregnancy. And then just something weird for me is like my hair grows a lot faster now too. So now it's like, I don't have time to get it dyed that fast. So,
nice.
So I'm like rogue on a budget. But I think things are pretty good and comfortable. What has been hard is that, and this is the third thing I've learned, I'm good at hiding, but it takes its toll. And what I mean by that is I started a new job and I made the decision not to disclose, because I don't legally have to, that I was pregnant when they hired me, because I wanted to sort of prove that, you know, there's this negative connotation and idea that, oh, a pregnant woman is limited in some ways, which I think is really unfair.
You wanted to Serena the ass.
Yeah. Yeah, I very much dislike That's being right. told I can't do something.
And guess what else? It's a baby in this moment. Like, oh, snap! So when you lose, you're like this, but then you find there's a baby in there, you're like this. Like, yeah. Oh, it's 2-on-1. Serena, you're out of here.
So I didn't tell them right away, but it's getting to the point where I really can't hide it anymore. So, you know, I did finally disclose to my supervisor and then to one coworker. And this coworker was so funny. She's like, oh, I had no idea. And I was, you know, I wasn't wearing what I'm wearing now. I would wear like really loose shirts and like flowy skirts and dresses. And I would always wear like a cardigan of some sort because it's air conditioned in there. So I was apparently very good at hiding my pregnancy, which is also
carry like a large teddy bear in front of you.
It also felt a little unfair, you know, seeing some pregnant friends like all like being able to show it off and, you know, me feeling like I needed to hide it. Apparently I'm very good at it. I was also good at not communicating with friends during transition time because it was just really hard. Like, I couldn't watch Isla Pau. I'd be so sad if I watched it.
I thought everybody in the world watched Isla Pau.
I like had to take a break because it would make me so sad that I couldn't be here. I've been taking a break from cons for a while. That's been really hard. So I need to avoid social media on the weekends. I know cons are happening, so I don't look at the pictures and get sad. So I'm sure I do want to try to make it to Rhode Island this year. Have some ideas.
Rick was asking me about that.
I was going to say a pregnant character, but I don't know if you want to try it. Jubilee, when she was pregnant?
Oh, interesting.
Jubilee was pregnant.
Well, there's a legit pregnant superhero.
There have been several.
Wasn't she like that was her thing?
Didn't we talk about this before? I don't know who the character is. I'm sure there is one.
Randomly too, is that recently I got bit by a spider.
Oh.
So it's actually, it was here. Oh, wow. And there was.
Yeah.
So there was the ring around. It was a lot worse.
That spider had 32 teeth.
Like, yeah, it's it was all swollen, like, and like the skin was rough, and
this ankle, it must be ribs.
So it's just very likely that this baby will be born with spider powers. So we will see.
Hopefully that doesn't mean like 8.
Right. We don't want any deformities.
Eyes or anything like that.
All babies stick to walls, but you don't want them to.
Okay.
This one,
though.
Kind of dope.
So, speaking of hiding, though, did you want to do the gender reveal?
Yes.
Yes?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay. So, we already know the gender. We did a reveal with cupcakes. Cupcakes did not last this long. So instead we have this nice little doll. And inside this doll is another doll. And inside that doll is either pink things or blue things. Pink would mean a girl. Blue would mean a boy. Just for those. If you're colorblind, I apologize. This isn't going to work for you.
I don't know about this gender fluidity thing here. That's kind of big nowadays, you know?
Yes.
Pigeonhole your baby there.
Sorry, just tells us the anatomy, I suppose. Here you go. You may do the honors.
All right. Oh, hey. Pink Starburst. The best one.
I know, right?
I was really like, what if he was open and was like, yellow? Orange, that means this kid is going to suck. Oh, man. Nice.
Yeah.
So what's the name that is apparently so diverse, divisive?
So we chose the name Olive.
Olive.
Olive, middle name's Grace.
Well, why did you do that?
Don't ask me why questions. we're going to hyphenate our last name, so it's
okay. It'll
be Dubé Gaspar.
All right.
So Olive Grace Dubé Gaspar.
You're going to have a good long time teaching her to write her name.
Well, we can start with the first name. So yeah, Olive for many reasons. Olive means a symbol of peace. It's talked a lot in the Bible, referenced 40 some odd times in the Bible. A sweet family connection. Danny's great aunt was named Olive, and she took care of him and his sisters for a while. So that was sort of an homage to her. She's since passed away. And the garden where Jesus prays before on the night he's betrayed, the Garden of Gethsemane, is at the foot of Mount Olives, and had olive trees and various other plants. And both my father and my uncle are buried at Gethsemane Cemetery.
This was
very intentional, and it's very special and has a lot of meaning for us.
So this person who asked you the why question, did they immediately cast themselves off of a mountain?
If only things were that simple.
Like, they try to do a backflip off the roof and then not complete it. I said, I'm okay with
so this. After a few days of torturous conversation, the person did apologize. There's still more conversation that needs to be had about, well, this means you actually need to call her Olive.
How about you don't? You stay all the way away.
That would be great.
Thanks.
Satisfactory. we're really excited.
You could do that. Nice. So.
And then she has two besties with you and future besties.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Totally.
Very exciting.
They'll be old enough to babysit by that time.
Yeah.
Jordan is like making coffee for herself. And she's like,
oh. Wow. Yeah,
she's got like an attitude. Nobody drink my stuff. So, has anything else occurred?
Anything else?
Since last time you were here.
Oh! Ah. Danny and I got engaged.
Yay!
So, just with like everything going on with the move and the baby, we don't have a date set yet.
He had to be like holding a box, like, "Hey, you wanna do this thing? Here." Check my pocket. There's a ring in there. Put it on if you want or don't. I don't know. I'm not a cop.
Sitting there kneeling, you know, like, are you okay? Like, I'm not.
Yeah, hold on.
Am I all right? Am I all right?
Listen, in my front shirt pocket, right? There's a ring.
Yeah. So it's very sweet. There's a lot to be excited about too. But
So you just committed three major life moves.
It's insanity.
Why not just do it all at once?
That's almost as impressive of a feat as me having a bachelor party before the wedding.
And surviving.
The night before the wedding, yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, there were so many things put in your way to not make it happen, and you did.
Carrie Mealy says, hey.
Hi.
Oh, you know her. Crystal, so many good things are happening for you. So happy for
Yay!
You.
Yay! Thanks, Carrie.
Listen, once all of this whirlwind dies down in like 5 years.
Literally. Literally, okay. Like, that's the other thing that they don't tell you is that, like, I don't know, guys as parents, you probably, you know, kid will be a little more self-sufficient. We'll see.
Wait, no.
That's why I said a little.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, I don't know. I think Crystal's gonna do everything for this child until she's like 30.
Oh, I wouldn't wanna raise one of those.
You're not going to, but you're going to.
Challenge accepted to not.
Yeah, that's the other thing is that you know all the stuff that you use, the vast majority of stuff that you use on everybody else's kid is going to go right out that window.
Nope.
Half the time.
Really?
Yeah, kind of.
I feel like I
don't know.
When you're in the
mothers,
field, and I've practiced this for years, mm-hmm. so. Mm-hmm.
Hmm. That only makes it more likely that you'll throw it away.
Think about all of the advice you've given to people. Mm-hmm. How many of them take it?
Well, I don't have kids yet,
so. Of your own advice. With kids or not. Just think about it. Mm.
I think it depends.
I will have more updates
as far as like, yeah, as far as like therapists and that sort of thing.
I think you're going to do amazing.
Yeah, that's not to say like you're not going to, because I mean, you typically don't want to, you also don't want to treat your own child like a case. So it's
right.
like,
yeah,
you're not going to do
different,
that.
Of course.
But, you know, yeah you are going to have like those points where it's just like, normally I wouldn't reinforce this behavior, but you're crying is like someone pulling out my own tooth. So here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Things to look forward to.
It's just stuff they don't tell you, though.
Yeah.
You're going to be sensitive to so many things that she does that nobody else does. And
you're, you're already a crier, too. So, like, everything. how's that been going? I'm sure you've... Have your emotions just been...
Well,
all
I feel like I'm already
place?
An emotional person. So, I don't know if I've been more so lately. Maybe. I'm just about the same.
You're just broken.
I'm not at the final countdown yet, though.
We didn't watch Batman the other night. We were very upset we didn't watch Batman Begins.
I really... Well, we had a plan. We were supposed to watch Batman.
Oh, yeah. Women and their plans, dude.
It's a whole movie we can watch.
Women and their plans. I think... me being as chauvinistic as I can be.
Last time I invite you.
I mean, me being as chauvinistic as I can be, like, I think women find as much satisfaction in, like, having a completed plan as they do or more than, like, carrying out the plan. Like, I think, like, just being like, okay, then we're going to do this, and then here, and then here. And then when that plan goes awry, because it's a plan, it's like, when something goes off, it's just like, oh, that's the end of the world. This isn't what I planned for it to be. And it's like, not every woman, of course, we have to make that. Blah, blah, blah. But, you know, like, there's always, like, that thing. There's that, you know, because I know when I plan stuff a lot of times, even when I plan stuff for the pod, and it's like it doesn't happen, it's just like, it worked out so beautifully in my brain. But then it's just like, all right, let's get a puppet up here and do that. But, yeah, whatever. But, you know, so good luck and all that stuff.
Thank you.
You know, and we're around with our infinite wealth of parenting.
Parental knowledge. Does that mean we get invited to the parties now?
Hell yeah.
Oh, my
God.
You get to bring someone to the parties
you get
now.
To bring, yeah, it's not as satisfactory.
It's not for you.
When you're not like... Because when you're not a parent yet, and you just see like a ball of children, like a rat king over there, just kind of like tangled and like killing each other, you're like, somebody should do something about that. And as a parent, you're like, they're gonna sleep so good tonight.
Fair enough.
We might even be able to watch something before we pass out.
Batman.
So it's the greatest thing when you sit there and you're going over your child's social calendar and you're like, yeah, they gotta be at this cookout at 2 tomorrow, and there's things to do after that. When do you get to do laundry?
Right.
When they're asleep.
They don't sleep.
Oh.
It's like they don't sleep, they just wait.
Yeah.
After a while, it's just like, they're just like, if I don't rest, won't be able to cause trouble tomorrow. I will wait. I'm pretty convinced that's what Jordan does, because she wakes up at the drop of a hat. Like anything, she will wake up.
So
hard. It's like either 3:30 or 6 a.m. Like it's like either 3:30 or like when it's time to leave.
Yeah, which is worse? Which is worse, the 3:30 or the 6?
Take your pick. It depends on what you're trying to do. Like, if we're trying to get, like, you know, we got, like, if it was a Thursday, which is, like, the worst day for traffic, apparently, because everybody decides, well, at least I'll go to work on Thursday. It's really weird, and you don't understand that until you have to also prepare a smaller person, like, clothing, wash their face, brush their teeth, whatever, whatever. It's like, I don't know, like, this should not take so much energy and, like, time to do. You're only this big. Your clothes are only this big. Why is it so difficult to just get you packed up and out the door? And then winter sucks even more because you got to bundle them up. And then you put them into a smaller... You got to bundle them up, and then you put them into a chair. You strap them into a chair, and that's a pain in the ass.
You shouldn't know that you're not really supposed to put them in a coat and put them into the car seat.
Yeah.
As many times as I've read that direction, I don't think I could follow through.
No.
There's something in me that was like...
The logistics are a nightmare.
Yeah.
If you don't put a coat on that child.
Right. Is,
and
Nicole would be like, like, okay.
They can't put
my
arms down.
Yeah, they can't. No, it turns into, yeah. But, I mean, at the same time, like, the kids are awful when they're sick. Like,
oh, yeah.
Sick children, it's just like, here, drink this. All of it. Get away from me. Yeah, because if they're sick, then you will invariably be sicker. Even sooner, you're just going to be passing germs until that germ is just like, you know what? I've had it with this family.
And then the worst part is when you're sick, but they're fine, and you're like...
And they're like... And they're like, you feel their little hands on you, like...
You never get better. You feel like you can never get better.
No. They want to put their little paws all over your face and... Like, why are your hands always clammy? Child.
Olive's kicking. She must be saying hello.
She was like,
hello, everyone.
No, can't wait to do that.
She's like, you're giving me ideas.
Oh, boy.
Crack a window in between for the morning breeze. Of course we eat, but tonight your main course is me. So when I leave, she say text me. Boy, and don't you ever forget me. Sex me, boy. Oh, I'm too sexy for my shirt. And so is you, so get undressed and go to work. I know you clean, but come get messy